Today is March 22nd, and you're listening to Mad Issues Podcast, a group of friends with mad issues. Welcome to our pilot segment. Stick around till the end, and we hope you don't get traumatized along the way.
So yeah, you guys probably wondering who we are. I mean, you don't know us. We just started, so we're gonna start saying our names and who we are. Okay, Urwa, you go first.
I mean, I think we'll just say our names. My name is Urwa. I'm the host of this program.
You go, Shark.
I'm Shark. I'm the Shark.
It's not his real name, by
Nina,
the way.
Nina, go.
Okay, I'm Nina.
Pothi.
Yeah, I'm Pratham Jot Singh.
And probably oh, he says God. Full name.
Oh my God.
He says full name.
That was the fucking driest introduction ever. Let me take over. I'll introduce you guys in my stuff. So, the host of this show, she is fucking Urwa. She manages my shit.
Why is she fucking Urwa?
She manages all my shit, alright? She is the fucking manager of the group. And her boyfriend, and her little boy, Shark. His name is Shark, but he acts like a fucking sensitive piranha fish sometimes. I don't know who named him Shark.
He's my puppy.
I don't know. If he's a shark, then I'm the fucking... I don't know who named him Shark.
You're the fucking chipmunk. Okay.
Okay, let's talk... No, shut the fuck up, Uba. Let me talk about good things about Shark. Shark is a fucking intelligent bloke of the group. Anything technology related, I would fucking go to Shark. Shark is my go-to man.
Except iPhone.
Shark, yeah.
Anyways, that's a different segment.
Anyways, okay, I'm gonna talk about Pratham now. Where the fuck is he, anyways? He's not here.
Oh, I think he's back now.
Yeah, he's back now. Pratham is back now. Sorry for the interruption.
It's your internet.
Pratham Jot Singh Garhiwal here is my fucking best mate. He's been with me from 10 fucking long years, and he's my hitman. He's my fucking hitman. If I go into any fight, I would put on Pratham in the front lines and he would kick anyone's ass. That's all about it. Pratham is the best bloke I can rely on.
He probably just woke up and said,
No. His honesty is that level of my Mary, level of my dog. He's more honest than my fucking dog.
Comparing him to a dog, bitch.
That's all about Pratham. And let me talk about Nina and right here. Nina. Her name is Nina Nigayama.
Nigayama.
She is good for nothing. She can only say arigato like that. I don't know.
With her nose. Can we get one?
Do it.
Arigato.
There you go. She's only good for that. She's only fucking good for that. I mean, except that she's like the beauty of the group. She represents the beauty. She's like the fucking
beauty. Hey, shut up. Loser, same fast, nigga.
All right. That's... I mean,
don't simp in public.
I thought you found me most beautiful. That's hurtful.
Yeah, don't
I mean,
switch
Shark,
up
that's
now.
That's fucking gay, but that's what I expect from you. So never mind.
No, you're supposed to say Pratham is the most beautiful. Don't
Pratham,
be a traitor.
Pratham is the most handsome guy.
Handsome.
Fake ass eyes, Evan has.
So that's all
guys,
about us. And let me and no no no. Let me tell you about myself right now.
You're the
I am the fucking
of...
leader of. I
you're
am the fucking leader.
Fake.
I am the fucking leader of this group, and
thank you,
I run Steve. This shit.
You're the chipmunk of the group.
Hey, yo, shut the fuck up. I'm the fucking dragon, alright?
The dragon, my car, and thing.
Okay, for you. Will you guys shut up for a minute? I'm about to say a really good part.
Chipmunk on steroid.
Bro. Please. Let me say it.
Okay, go.
And, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to...
Okay,
have these
no
beautiful kid. Guys, beautiful guys on the podcast. And
that's crazy, bro. But who asked?
I'm honored to be the leader. I am honored to be the leader, and I'm honored to lead the nicest
the
group I've ever been in. Yeah, that's all.
People probably
How
think
do we
that
even
we're not
anyway?
By now. I think.
Mad.
Okay, let's go on.
Okay,
go
so...
on about the go on about the first topic. Like how we guys met. Tell us your stories.
So you and Pratham know each other for that long. and me, Nina, and Raylan, who's not here right now, but she'll be in our next segment.
Let me. Okay, wait. Listen, y'all. Before we go on about the next segment, let me tell you about the most latest person of our group who's not here right now. She is Raylan. She can make it today.
Apparently, okay? You could only have five people on this.
Yeah, apparently she is gorgeous. I mean, if we reveal
her
face...
Okay, you don't have to do too much. No. Fake. That's too much.
Okay, listen to me, Urva. If we reveal her face, all the boys would go sing for her. And I don't fucking want it, because Raylan only like mature guys, alright? 25 over. 25 at least. 25 at least. Mature guys only.
So, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by a chipmunk.
How we guys met? Let's go on about it.
You and Pratham have known each other for long. You guys are childhood friends, right?
Yeah.
Me, Nina, and Raylan are like friends for like 5 years now. And I met Shark online.
Yeah.
And then we met, like me and Nina met you. Or was it me or Raylan met you guys in PUBG? What the hell?
Yeah,
let me
PUBG Mobile.
PUBG Mobile. Like,
PUBG Mobile.
Let me go more into detail about it. Like how me and Pratham met in the first place. How this legendary friendship started off. Okay. I don't know what grade we were in, but our home teacher, she made us sit together, right?
Same, that's how everyone met.
Yeah, 7th grade, yeah. I reckon 7th grade. So, me and Pratham, we were sitting together for the first time, and I'm like, damn, boy, you look at that fucking teacher. She's fucking hot right there. And Pratham's like, yeah.
You remember
and
her?
I'm like, would you eat ass? Yeah, what? Just Preet, her name is. Yeah. And I'm asking Pratham, would you eat ass? And he said yes. I'm like, fucking, we are fucking best men. We are best friends, mate, and that's how our fucking legendary friendship started. That's about me and Pratham, and the rest is history.
I feel like everyone met in class. Like, me and Nina had Chinese together, me and Raylan had art together.
Yeah.
At first, like, we had totally different friend groups, but then we came together.
Yeah. At first, I thought Urva was lesbian.
Yeah, but I turned out to be
what
straight.
What the fuck? Holy shit, Nina, you... You fucking surprise me sometimes.
And that's why she.
I don't know about you.
That makes Nina sound sus, kinda, because if she.
Yeah,
she was like. Or was.
No, it's because I was emo, okay? All emo people look lesbian.
Why she try to be friends with you then if she thought you were lesbian?
Because I was lit, okay? And we had the same humor.
Nina, you're kinda sus.
You're sus.
Arigato.
Okay, tell us. Now tell the people how Urva and Shark met.
We met online, and then she introduced me to like Nina and Raylan.
We met on this bum ass website called Wakey.
Yeah.
All the thirsty guys are there, and then like Shark DM'd me one day. He was like, I don't know what he said, but he said some weird pickup line.
I was there looking for people to play Overwatch with, and she
was
there.
Voila. You texted her because she looked cute.
Yeah, voila.
Here's the reason why I texted her. So she spoke Urdu and she spoke Hindi and she spoke like literally all the languages I spoke. And I was like, because like I have legit never met anyone in my life who speaks as many languages as I speak. And on top of that, she spoke Korean, Japanese, and Chinese. And I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I have to talk to this person. Like, who the hell is this person? How we met.
No. Do you get hard by seeing Urva, or do you get hard by listening to the fucking languages she speak? I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay, he's smart. Okay, he values brain. Anyways, so we met, and then I introduced you to Shark.
She introduced Nina and me, and then she introduced me with. Nina and me actually started talking a lot, but then I don't know what happened.
They beefed. I don't know why. Yeah. Beefed for a second.
And then
we didn't talk for like 5 months.
Yeah, and then like I didn't like Raylan when I first met her, but to be honest, I like her more than Nina now. No offense, Nina. But yeah, after that we started playing this game, and then I met you, Jessa. And then I met Pratham, and I fucking loved Pratham when I first met him. And I still love him. Pratham, I genuinely too, feel like Pratham has the coolest personality here.
Oh.
No offense, Jessa.
He's probably high all the time.
I'll give you second best, Jessa, but Pratham has the best personality here. And
everyone knows I'm the fucking leader and the fucking best. The group goes dry without me. Everyone knows it, so I'll take it, Shark. I'll fucking take it. Don't worry.
Take it deep inside you, Vilya.
All right, now, no. Listen.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna tell my perspective of how I met you.
How I met your mother.
Okay.
How I met your mother. Yeah. So, I was just randomly sitting on one of these depressed afternoons playing TDMs, you know, TDMs in PUBG Mobile. So, I was playing TDM. I mean, there was Nina, there was Ura, and there was that fucking bitch of a guy. God, hello. I fucking hate that guy. I fucking hate that. If he would stand in front of me, if he would stand in front of me, I would take me fucking big Punjabi balls and put it all over his face right now. I hate him that much, yeah. So let's not talk about that bitch. So Ura and Nina.
Kid.
I don't give a fuck if he's a kid. Ura and Nina, they were in the opposite team. Like, I am playing against them, and I owned both of them with fucking pen. Would you believe? They had this fucking big AR, like M416, AK-47. I am owning them with fucking pen in my hand, and I'm like, who the fuck are these noobs over there?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah. Then I won that DDM, I reckon. I killed fucking God Hollow like 3 times with the fucking ban. I'm like, who the fuck is this legit? Yeah,
so, like,
that ended. It was like just another normal TDM for me. Then
yeah.
Next TDM. No. Me, Nina, Ura, and God Hollow, we are on the fucking same team.
Same
and then
team.
I'm like, aren't these three the bitches I've been owning with the pants or no? I'm like, okay, these are them, which, and then Ura, to be honest, I gotta give credit to Ura, because she's been really nice to the people, really nice to new people, and if she wouldn't have been talking to me, I wouldn't have been here right now, so,
that's true,
that is the truth of it right now, so, yeah. That's all about
You're
it.
Welcome.
That's how I started talking with Ura, and we kept talking, and we just kept sharing memes, Ura, I reckon.
Mad.
Yeah, we just.
I know. First you made me follow your anime account.
Yeah.
You were mad sus. You wouldn't even let me follow your real account, and then you made like 10 other accounts, and then follow those.
Oh, fuck, Ura, that was fucking crazy. Stop, yeah. That's how I met Ura. Then me and Ura started talking. I met Ura before Shark. Do you know it?
Obviously.
Yeah, I met Ura before Shark.
I met Shark after I met you.
Yeah. So one day I was sitting in my gym, I was doing my bench press, like I reckon second or third set, and I'm talking to Ura between my sets, and it's fucking like 10 a.m. in the morning, I reckon.
We
respected each other, Ura, too much. We respected so much each other. Like I would literally say Tusin to you. I would not fucking use Tusi to
him. No. Just I used to front so much with Pratham with the first like few months I met him. He was like, no, we respect everyone's mothers. And now he's like saying all the bad shit about everyone's mothers.
Stop, Vilya.
Stop.
So then I'm sitting in the gym. I remember that shit clearly in my mind. I'm sitting in the gym and I'm doing my second set of the bench press, and I'm like, Ura's like, go talk to fucking white girl, go talk to Glory. And I'm like, nah, Ura, that's not something I can do, you know? I don't have fucking experience with girls, so then I asked Ura, do you have a fucking boyfriend? And then she said, yeah, Shark. And then she said, okay. Then she was like, no, kinda, I mean, we are not officially in there, but we are in there. I'm like, okay.
So cute.
And then when I, and that was the time when I like starting to, you know, pray for them. I was hoping they would fucking meet in real life and it would go awesome, you know? And they did.
Shut
they did
the
actually.
Hell up. Make yourself sound humble.
No. They actually meet actually, and I actually have your first photo together on my phone right now. If you don't believe me, I can send you right now.
That's kind of creepy, not gonna lie. But I'll let it slide. I'm
just kidding. Matt, send it after.
No. Because I'm the fucking leader, Sharp. I can do whatever.
No, you can't.
Okay. Anyways, so
yeah. That's all me and
we met, and that was like a year ago, right?
Bruh, let me fucking complete over, Avilia. I didn't tell
you
how I met
Nina. You're taking a long way around. Okay, go.
Yeah. So Nina, she was like fucking nobody to me. she was like just another Nigerian black girl to me.
No, she's not even Nigerian, but
I mean, she's fucking mixed. She's Japanese, Filipino. I don't know.
Filipino, who's fantasy?
But that matters. She is a fucking nice girl. That's all that matters. All right. So, I started. So Nina, one day Nina texted me about Ura's birthday, like how she wants to make a video for it. Like, I'm like, okay, I'll fucking do it. I don't mind doing it. So I made the video and I carried Ura's whole birthday video on my shoulders. No, don't fucking deny it. Don't fucking
okay,
deny it, alright?
Anyways.
Yeah, that's how me and Nina started talking, and now here we are. Now here I am with all you
now
guys.
Here
you know?
You are making a podcast.
Yeah,
this all started in the beginning of quarantine. Like, yeah, we got close in the beginning of quarantine.
Yeah, we all got close in the beginning.
We all
of
got
quarantine.
Really close. Yeah.
Yeah, we all got.
Because before that, we were still in high school and we didn't talk much.
Yeah, we didn't even talk much, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you. There was some amazing people in the world who exist. Really. So.
Thank you for the compliment. I like that. I appreciate it. Let's move on.
No, sure. You're fucking welcome, mate. You're fucking welcome.
I appreciate it.
That's all. I mean, you guys can tell your perspective, Nina. You can tell your perspective. Shark can tell you his.
I remember one thing. When I first met Urva, Nina was always bitching about how upset she is that she doesn't get a quarantine buddy, and she was like, I want a quarantine buddy too. Urva is so lucky. Yeah, because apparently she was like, Urva and me are like quarantine buddies, and she was like kind of like, you know, sad because
that
she wanted
somewhere
to...
else.
Yeah, I'm just pulling the facts. It's just like coming to me.
Okay,
it's all coming
why are you
together.
Telling this? What's
it's
the...
not coming back.
Because I just wanted to say it. Like, I just wanted people to know that.
That's how Shark and Nina met.
Yeah.
Because
Nina was Shark's therapist.
Yeah,
because Shark didn't have anyone else.
He used to
Matt
come to me when he was having issues with Urva, but now he doesn't.
And
even
she
talk
would
to
mad.
Me.
And she would mad like say bad stuff to me. She would like one day she will one day she will tell me and give me ideas that Urva loves me. Second day she will tell me. She thinks of you as a brother, and I'd be like, what are you on about?
I was like,
Nina, what are you on about? What are you smoking, Nina?
I like what I see.
Urva, that sounds familiar, don't it?
We do it to protect each other, okay?
Anyways.
That sounds familiar, Urva.
Anyways, that was the time I was like, Nina, I am done with you. And then I stopped talking to her once and for all.
Holy fuck. You did the good thing, Charles. You did the good thing.
I was like,
if
I need
it,
to.
If it wasn't.
I was like, whatever I need to do it on my own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on your own, yeah. So, yeah, you did the good thing, and I'm grateful for that. Yeah, that's all I can say. So, Pratham, you can go on about now. How you met
him. How I met you?
He regrets it every single day of his life.
You regret it.
No.
Kind
of. I mean, I would say, like, you're the, like, one of the few person I still know, which I kind of like, although the ones I did
which I kind of like.
not
even good.
When I say like,
stop talking in between.
Stop, listen to him.
Yeah, and we just like, man, every single year we automatically get seated together. You remember that? Every time it shuffles.
Yeah, I remember that. 7th, 8th, 9th standard, we automatically get seated together.
Got seated together. And, yeah.
And then I'm like, I used to talk all day shit about wrestling with you, you remember? Like, yeah, Brock Lesnar did this, Conor McGregor did this.
I mean, that's what every
holy fuck, that was going
at that age.
Yeah.
And yeah, and when Jessa told me, yo, I met these few guys online, I was like, okay. And I met Aurora, I think, first. And I was like, wow, women can be funny.
Yeah. Women can be funny for the first time. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Jet in a jet lifestyle.
Okay, listen to me. I have a really funny story right here. Me and Pratham didn't know Aurora was fucking Punjabi, you know? She knew Punjabi. Me and Pratham didn't know for whole fucking 2 months. And it's a really good thing me and Pratham didn't talk shit about her in Punjabi. Because she would have known. And then one day, Shak, you might want to listen to this.
I'm listening.
One day, one of my friends...
Yeah, I know this. He's happy or he's someone, I don't know.
No, that's someone that... He's a fucking creep guy, so he's like he's flirting with Urva in Punjabi, and Urva's like, I fucking understand it.
Now like, she doesn't tell it. You right fucking away.
Yeah. She doesn't tell it. Yeah, I think she told me some that other than like, she understand Punjabi. Yeah. I mean that.
No,
was, that
I've
was
told
one
you before because
days.
You were trying to tell them to tell KP to shut up.
Yeah. Holy fuck, that guy was on fucking smoke on that day.
That session was
that
so
location.
Funny.
Is...
We laughed so much.
I mean, Shark, you don't have to worry about that.
I know. I didn't even know her back then, probably.
I wouldn't stoop too low, but he's fucking uglier than God Dolo, so I don't think he has a chance.
Bro, he's gonna see this if he sees this.
I don't think he has. I don't give a fuck if he sees this. I'm gonna send it to him.
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, anyways, moving on. Like, I was thinking,
that's how
like,
we all met.
So that's how we all met, right? Through school.
Yeah.
And like in the beginning of quarantine, but like look how far we've gone now, and like you guys are graduating, right?
Yeah.
No, shut up. I want to make one point clear to Shark. Shark, you once asked me like if I have any social life outside the group or outside online. Before meeting Aurora and you guys, I've been doing social life. I had nobody online, you know. I mean, I can go back to that if I want, but I didn't want it because I gave time to you. So it doesn't make me have some no social life outside the group. I have the social life. I can go on without it, but you guys will go fucking dry without me, and I know it.
Not really.
True.
Oh sure.
It's just that we're close now, isn't it? So it's like if you're dry, like everyone feels it.
Yeah,
everyone's like, sure. It's like, something's wrong. So, I mean, it's not.
Anyway,
like
moving
other
on.
Friends, but no other.
Yeah, the time.
Moving on.
We're graduating.
Anyways.
The amount of times.
Recalculating.
Shark and Norval like, oh, just as depressed. You gotta do something. I'm like, what the fuck? What am I? Every
time. Pratham, you were always sleeping. I had to call Pratham, and I was terrified. You know how scary it is calling Pratham. It's
I mean,
so terrifying.
Honest,
it's so fucking terrifying.
To be honest with you guys, to be honest with you guys, I don't cry much, alright? I don't fucking share that here, but there are some moments of weakness in like every 10 months that I have to cry. I have to fucking let all the things out. So that was it. That was all about it. Nothing else. Nothing else.
So
cool. Ura and Shark, you were lucky. You were lucky enough to witness me cry. Alright?
Okay,
that's
okay.
All about
anyways,
it.
Anyways, that's a topic.
Anyways,
for
we're graduating. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, three people are graduating here at the end of this semester. So, what are you guys going to do afterwards? Start talking
I mean, what's,
you.
What's next for the
okay,
menu?
So I'm trying to apply for OPT, which is basically like a card that's going to help me, which is like basically a temporary work visa. And I've applied for. Mm-hmm. Jobs at many places. Right now what's looking promising is this company called Toyota, which is like a car company, mechanical engineering.
Was going to help you with that.
Yeah, and Paul's parents, which is like my friend who I live with, they said, like, if I somehow manage to get, like, a job at Toyota, I might be able to go to Japan and stuff because of that. Because they have their their branches up there. I might get, like, you know, sent up there for just, like, some help. And I would really like that because Nina's there, too. And Uro wants to go there. So
yeah,
it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm kind of, like, looking forward to that. Other than that, like, my main goal is right now to just, like, look for a job. I'm graduating. The semester is pretty chill. Every classes are going very good. So that's pretty much it. We don't have much time.
What about Pratham? I don't...
So just moving on.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't heard much from Pratham about his school and shit.
Yeah.
He's always working.
It's been...
Yeah, Pratham.
Pratham, what are you doing after graduation?
I want to know about it, too. You didn't talk about it.
What
about
graduation?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how's your classes going?
Hard. I got a midterm like on Tuesday. No, I haven't started much. When I say much, I haven't started at all. And
Same.
After graduating, I'm gonna like look for a better job. Like this is really shitty job, which I'm doing. I gotta wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that fucks up my whole day.
Let me interrupt you right there, Pratham. Really stop it. I mean, Pratham is one of the most hardworking guy I have known in my entire life. He woke up at 3 a.m. He woke up at 3 a.m. at the night. He worked till 7 a.m. I have huge respect for this guy. Respect for this guy is admirable for me.
Respect, 100%.
I mean, he lives in a state of Canada who doesn't pay much. Like, he's getting paid like $11 an hour. I mean, I'm living in the. To be honest, as compared to me, I'm getting paid too much, and I don't even do work. So I don't know. I don't really know how much struggle he's been through, how much struggle he's going through, and I can only imagine. I can only fucking imagine. So I have respect for this guy, and that's all.
No, thanks.
Period.
You make me shy. Continue. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
You can.
He's blushing. Why are you blushing? Why are you blushing?
You can go on. Like, you can go on. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Just find a permanent job, and then buy a car, maybe.
Okay,
no,
what's your major?
By permanent job? What the fuck you mean by permanent
job? Just stop for a second. What's your major?
Shut up, bro.
Yeah. I'm not
business.
It's just like I'm just doing business because there was no other in my university. There was computer science, but I said it, so I had to settle for. Yeah.
Are you gonna stay in Canada?
Oh yeah.
I mean.
Canada's.
No.
You're visiting India soon, don't
when me no. When me, Pratham, and Nitish, we were in India. I mean, me, Pratham, and Nitish decided to go in Canada all together. But then Nitish got into a Indian college. I don't know the name, but he got into some college, and then Nitish
Punjab
was like,
group of colleges.
Yeah, and then Nitish got dropped out of the plan, and then Pratham and I was like, we're gonna get in the same college, but we didn't. We didn't because Pratham didn't get.
It's like
Pratham didn't
first...
get the.
Yeah,
you know, seat
like
in my college, I didn't get a seat in his college, so it was fucked up.
Oh. Shark got accepted into like a really good college.
Yeah, I you know how engineering students have that IIT JEE? I qualified JEE mains, and then I got like 9,000 rank on JEE
really?
Advanced. And I got admission. Yeah, I got admission into DU.
Oh.
Like, I know IIT Delhi, like, but I didn't go because I don't like the... you know, the steady like environment in India. Mm. So I just wanted to come out. That's why I came here.
You know what?
And all of my family was upset. They were like, I should have just gone to IIT. But I just like, I've seen people study there. And I have a cousin who was like literally an engineer from one of those universities. But like, I don't know. I just like, I see them and I'm like, I don't want to like be like them, even though they're like kind of successful and they've like topped in their college and like university and whatever, but it's just like I don't want to be like end up like that, and that's why I wanted to come to States.
That's
why it's a blessing being able to go to like a different like out of state.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly
you don't know what was hiring.
Honestly, we're speaking, you know.
Me and
what?
Me and
I mean me and Pratham, we gave the fucking JEE mains exam.
My rank was like four lakhs.
My rank was in minus. My rank wasn't even in positive.
So I got negative marks.
I got fucking negative 10, I think.
On J mains, I got like 180, and in J advanced, I don't know. I didn't check my, I just checked my rank because like I was leaving the country anyway, so I didn't
He's
even
so
care.
Smart, he didn't have to check.
So like, yeah. So my dad was just at that time. My dad was just like, it doesn't matter what you get. You're leaving for states anyway, so just like give it without tension, any tension. Like, you know, just give it tension free. So I was like, okay. And I was playing Clash of Clans on the div, and I was giving the exam. People were studying on their books, and I was like playing Clash of Clans.
That's so familiar. Oh my fucking god, suck. Chuck, so familiar. Clash of fucking Clans.
Clash of Clans.
I've never actually played that game.
That game is a fucking smash.
That is smash as fuck. Let's go. That's what
it's
I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah. What? Mad. It's mad strategic.
Yeah,
you need brains for that game. You need to like you have to think so clearly.
You have to
design. It's like game, yeah. I don't even want to argue. Let's move on.
It's a
Clash of Clans.
It's a good game for time pass. That's all I can say. Yeah.
For time pass, maybe you could play it since you're always bored. Can you play with other people?
So, yeah.
I mean, you can be in a clan. I've you can be in a clan together where you can like. Kind of like.
I mean, why the fuck are we promoting?
Anyways, let's move on.
They didn't even pay us.
Let's talk about. Let's
I mean, they the Supercell.
Let's talk about
Jessa.
Let's talk about how powerful
Jessa
is. Let's see. Like,
okay, so Jessa is a gym freak.
Yeah.
He's depressed right now because gym is closed.
Anyways,
I know you guys have been anticipating.
I'm gonna talk about myself. What's next for me? Okay, what's next for me? I'm gonna get my second whiskey drink. Where the fuck is my bottle at? Where the fuck is it?
Brother,
I think my roommate.
Okay, doesn't. Meanwhile, he's finding his bottle. Can we get an arigato from
Stop.
Nina?
Stop.
Nina, do it for the podcast. You have to.
Do it for the podcast.
You have to.
Do it in public. Stop.
Arigato.
So yeah.
Nina hasn't talked
okay,
much.
Go.
That's why I was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's next for me? To be honest, is. I mean, I wanna go graduate. I wanna get two GPA.
Two
GPA. I don't know if you'll get it. I'm crying for two GPA right over here. I'm crying for two GPA over here. To be honest, so.
Two GPA.
Yeah. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that 2 GPA. Then I'm gonna go on and, I mean, probably do work for like 4 or 5 months. I mean, security work, like work full time and make like, I can make like fucking $15,000 in like 5 months. I reckon. At least 15,000. Yeah. So.
You're one of the dumbest persons I've met in my entire life. He really thought. If he gets a 50% in every class, at least his GPA will be 2 points.
What? Oh no, that's not how it works, honey.
Bruh. That's not how it works.
Just no.
Bruh, I didn't know.
If you have 90 or 8, that's 4. That will give you 4 GPA. If you have 90 or above in every class, if you have B or above in class, you will get 3 GPA. If you have like B in every class, you will have 3 GPA. If you have like C in every class, that's how you will get like 2 GPA. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I have more than C in this semester.
Yeah, you're gonna have a good GPA then.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna work for like fucking 4 or 5 months and get like $15,000. I'm gonna go to India. I'm gonna see my parents. I'm gonna see my dog and grandparents. That's what I want to do, and I have my own land in India. I mean, nobody
does it better.
Nobody
oh,
in
okay,
this fucking group own their own land. That is me. Yeah.
Okay.
That is me. That is me who has all the land. All right. Where the fuck Charco?
He'll come back.
Yeah, he'll come back. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all. After I. Come back to Canada after visiting India. I'm still gonna be working. Then I'm gonna look for a good good full-time job, like a good A-grade job that will get me a VR of Canada. I mean, to be honest, I had different plans for the future, but I mean...
Tell me what?
Welcome back.
There was some interruptions and I gotta change those plans, and then my main focus is on getting the fucking permanent residence of Canada, and then I can go on with my
habits. Does it have to be till you get permanent residence?
I mean, I reckon like four years.
You have
it
in
depends on to, like your job title. So you gotta be you gotta have a good job to get a permanent residence. Yeah, but not.
I mean, his job is okay.
There's a list of jobs.
No, that's a fucking security
job. You can apply for the PR, right? So, gotta find one of those.
Yeah.
And then, probably, in a year or.
Yeah, it's like, Urva, you cannot, like, get a job at McDonald's and tell, hey, look, I have an employment, so give me the citizenship. No, you cannot do that.
Yeah,
but speaking of Jessa, like, he has an actual job. He's security.
That's not an actual job, Urva.
It's better.
It's not a good job, but it is not a job I'm looking for to get the beer. It is not one of those jobs that I need to get the PR. So I gotta leave the security in like 6 or 7 months from now. I'm gonna miss the security, to be honest.
And then what are you gonna do?
Probably look for work in some factory or shit, because I'm a fucking mechanical engineer. To be honest, I don't know what the fuck will I do in the factory, but.
Maybe you'll fight the lion there talking about that. Moving on.
Talking about lions.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. I don't know what the fuck I'll do in the factory. I'm fucking dumb.
We'll figure it out. We got mad time. Actually, we have like a month.
Yeah, what are you?
You guys have like a month. We got mad time, me and Nina.
You guys are. To be honest, listen to me. Nina and Urva over here, they think they are really mature, but to be honest, if I compare to them with me, Shark, or
maybe Pratham
over here,
let me tell you what matureness is. Matureness is not waiting till the end to study for an exam and not doing good in that. Matureness is not like not cooking, not like, you know, like,
bro,
not
just
like eating outside and cooking for your own and like providing for your, like, you know, for yourself, and not just like being like that. When you do those things, like if I'm being childish and if I do like something that's kind of like, you know, oh, he's acting like a baby, that's a different thing. Like what actual matureness means, you guys don't know the definition of that. And when it comes to that, you guys think, oh,
no.
So like, what's the definition?
Actual
fucking respect.
Well, you have to be independent. You have to like make mature decisions, like adult decisions. You're like, you're not kids. And you need to make those decisions like for yourselves. No, like let's be real here. Let's be real here. You guys do so many childish things, and you guys do so many stupid.
No, I mean you guys.
You cannot. The reason. No. Listen to me. The reason you don't say anything about Pratham is because like you haven't like seen much of Pratham, so that's why you cannot judge him. That's why you guys just assume that he's good and he's like.
Yeah. Shark spill facts.
Give me an example where you say I am immature and Jessa is immature. Give me an example.
We're not even talking about that right now.
Anyway.
Okay. Let's save this for another topic. Okay. The main thing is when me and Shark met, we had so much beef. We had so much insecurities about each other. Yeah, that's another topic, but right now we have rose above it. I mean, me and Chark played for like hours today, and we talked about kangaroos hitting each other in the balls, and yeah, that's the truth of it. I have respect for this guy. Respect for this guy is admirable for me. So that's the truth of it. Yeah.
Okay, kangaroo.
I'll give you that.
Kangaroo would win.
I don't know about that.
Jessa and lion. Lion.
I don't
win.
Know about that. Nope.
No,
100%. 100%.
Okay. That's the fucking main event
that's
of today's podcast.
Event. Okay,
just
let's go. Jessa
versus the fucking lion. Let's go. Let me take my glasses off for this one, eh? I don't want to be humble for this.
Humble
one. Just lion can go.
No. If he sucks your big Punjabi balls, then you're gonna lose.
And you're gonna be done.
Let's not go there. Yeah, because like if he sucks your big
like,
Punjabi balls, your manhood is gone. Yeah. Your big Punjabi balls will start bleeding because the tongue of the lion has like spikes on it.
Yeah, in the tongue.
So don't let him suck on it. But other than that, you just need your hand. That's all you need.
What the fuck? No, listen. Listen to me, you guys. Listen to me. Shut up, Vivian. Listen to me. I have research in this. All you gotta look at Lion's last two fights. Look at Lion's fights, alright? Their balls are vulnerable. Their balls, you know what I mean? Like when they are fighting with each other, their balls
are
fucking
looking?
Hanging around. Their balls are like vulnerable.
You can suspicious.
That's their weakness. That is their weakness, Nina. What the fuck are you talking about? So listen to me. I mean, the lion doesn't even know how to eat fucking ass. I looked at. Yeah, that is the truth of it. I looked at this video the other day, and the lion was like licking
why
his missus ass, that? And his missus didn't like it, and his missus. His missus bit him back, the bit lion back, and the lion was like, what the fuck?
That's
and I'm
nature.
Like, bro. You are the fuck. You're in the fucking wrong, man. You don't know how to lick the fucking ass.
Do
you
know? You
don't know how to eat the ass. I mean,
do you know?
I mean, Shark.
Do you know?
No, Shark. Listen to me. I mean, no. Listen to me, Nina. Sharks. Lions. Lions' misses would probably go on to lion and talk about how she could have married some just suckers. I know how to lick the fucking ass. I don't know how to eat
like
the
that.
Fucking ass. All right. I know. Lion doesn't
know. Okay. But what
lion
is
doesn't
how anyone know. You beating the lion?
Why are you talking about eating
ass? You cannot.
Okay, guys, shut up. Listen. Who genuinely thinks if Jessa and Lion, like genuinely, I'm talking like actually, I'm no jokes here. Like genuinely, if Jessa actually has to fight, he will win.
No one.
I believe it. Okay. Oh, let me give you the explanation. Let me give you the explanation.
No way.
No.
First of all,
okay,
human beings are like the most primitive creatures.
Sure,
okay, it doesn't matter if the lion is the world's strongest creature. No, he's not. We have one thing that they don't have, which is fucking brains. Okay, like it doesn't even matter if lion is strong. No, it does not matter. Jessa has brains, and with that thing, he can. He doesn't have to be stronger than Ryan. He can win with it. Okay, if they fight. All
I'm
just
slow,
no, that does not matter. We're talking about if there's a fight, okay?
Mm-mm.
Like if it's like a Jessa who's like a human versus a lion, you guys are thinking with your primitive brains, like, you know, oh, lion is stronger, he's gonna just bite him and stuff. But lion doesn't have one thing that Jessa has, which is big brains and also big Punjabi balls. Yeah, let's not forget about those. But
big Punjabi balls.
Listen. Okay. My turn. So you said he has brain, but when it comes time to like being in front of a lion, your body gives out. It's fight or flight mode. Adrenaline is high. Listen, but you cannot outrun a lion. You cannot like the lion
exactly.
Obviously weighs more than you. It's gonna go straight for your neck. Lions go straight for your neck. Happy even said it. He said they go straight for your neck. You
all
have
he,
no choice.
Like,
he's gonna put one leg on you. He's gonna rip your neck off. Like at that moment,
like you know,
the lion is
like you know what you have. Listen,
anyway,
do you know how easy it is to like dodge a lion's bite? All you have to do is put your hand. Worst come worst, he's gonna bite his hand. While he's doing that, he can like literally grab his jaw. And like, do you think Jessa is just gonna stand there like a chipmunk and just like wait for the lion to come? Oh, hello, I'm a chipmunk. Here, come here and eat my neck. No, Yeah, no, yeah, you guys are just like you guys are like just imagining Jessa is gonna stand there like nothing. Like I know, like no. Yeah, let's not talk about those things. Let's just say like Jessa is like full with adrenaline or whatever, and he's like full on his senses. Like in that, and like in a like, you know, in a like, what do you call that? In a real blow, like let's not take you're taking conditions in which like Jessa is scared and all, like that's not the way because if we take the same conditions for if the lion is scared, then that lion is gonna lose. Let's be real here and like let's be like, you know, no.
Are we fucking seriously having a serious
listen,
discussion?
Even
about
if they're
Jessa
both not scared, or even if they both are scared.
I mean, listen.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are. Okay.
Listen.
This is
important. I mean,
topic
you guys, Mr. Aurelia, listen to me. Listen to the fucking fighter here. You guys are going on and on. Alright. I mean, lion has the fucking chance to fight the gorilla, the king gorilla,
gorilla.
The king Kong. He has the chance to fight him. But he knows who is the money fight. He has to feed his family, so he came to me. I changed his bum life. Alright? Just like I changed Mane's bum life, just like I changed that kid's bum life, just like I changed what the fuck? I don't
Martin.
I changed all of their bum lives. I'm gonna change Mane's bum life.
Bloody shoes.
But they actually changed your life though. You're
no,
the
listen,
one who said they changed your life.
Listen to me, Urwa. Okay. Imagine Lion coming at me with full speed and full alright? He's gonna go to me neck. I'm seeing Lion jumping at me, I'm seeing him in the mirror. I'm seeing his teeth like aimed at me neck. I'm gonna put my arms over my neck and he can grab my arm. He can rip my fucking arm up. I don't fucking care. He can chew on my arm. He can fucking chew on my arm and then I can choke him with his other arm.
You gotta choke
I can
him.
Fucking
he can wrap around his neck and like cover him like, you
neck.
Know. He can sit on him like it's a horse.
No,
have
he
you
can't.
Seen fucking Jessa's
have
girth?
Have you seen the girth of a lion's neck? I imagine.
Urwa, I ripped the head off the canvas.
I'm just gonna say, things might get steamy there. Jessa might get horny and he might put his dick inside the lion, but like, Jessa is gonna win.
What?
He is. No. I mean, shark is 50% white. In the middle of the fight, I may show my dick. I may fucking show my dick. I may fucking show JBCD. By JBC, I mean
that's JBD, bitch.
JBD, yeah, JBD. Then in the middle of the fight, I'm gonna show my dick, and the lion's missus gonna be like, who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck is this guy? I mean, Jessa is the real king of the human life. Jessa is the real king of the jungle life. I'm gonna win the title. I'm gonna take all over Lion's territory. I'm gonna take all over Lion's misses. All of his misses are gonna be mine. They're gonna ride my dick all day long. That's true.
That's kind of furry, but let's move on.
Yeah. You know how? That's how it is. That's how it is. Think scientifically. I mean, one lion. He gets old. All right, he gets old, and then he gets you know stiff, and then some young lion, then some young guy comes over and take over him, take over all of his territory, take over all of his misses, and that's what I'm gonna do it. That's what I'm gonna do it to him, and he has no fucking chance. I don't give a fuck. Okay. I don't give a
what
fuck, whatever you
I second that.
I win over
Lion. Yes,
I win.
You're
7
not
days
even the
week.
Same species.
Nah, that's how? Not possible.
Nah, Jessa doesn't win. That's not possible.
No. You guys didn't even think I could.
Okay, let's see what Brother Master has to say about this.
Yeah, sure.
Half Punjabi.
Half Chimon.
I mean, I don't fucking know how would they look like, but all I know is
wait, what if they're girls? They're gonna have
big
dick too.
Balls.
What if it's girls?
No, they're
just like you.
They're gonna have big ass and big boobs.
That's weird.
It's just like what the fuck? Yo.
Anyway,
outrageous.
Time for the outro.
Okay, we're reaching the 7-minute mark.
No. That's the conclusion of it. Afshan,
no, the conclusion is you're not gonna win.
The only fight I would not take is Jessa versus a Honey Badger. Honey Badger is a fucking aggressive. He is a fucking aggressive creature, you know. He would fucking grab me bird with his little balls and will rip it off. I'm afraid of it. I'm fucking afraid of it. I am, you know, I am proud of me big Punjabi balls and he would fucking rip it off. Yeah, that's all. I would not find a fucking
What about kangaroo? Jessa versus kangaroo?
I mean, I ripped that guy's heads off the canvas. Jessa versus kangaroo was like my third fight of my career, and I rose above it. I beat the fucking kangaroo. Pratham smoked kangaroo. Pratham fucking smoked kangaroo, right? In the first
shark
fight.
Bruh.
I'm here, the only one. I'm the only one here who fucking defended this big Punjabi balls, and he's the one who backed up on me.
Let me fucking complete, Chuck. I don't know about the kangaroo if he will survive or not. I don't know.
Here's the thing. You don't need strength to win. You need brains. That's all you need.
Listen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So shark might outsmart the kangaroo, like climb a tree or something.
Yeah. Me and Pratham would leave him alive, but I don't know about shark. He's a fucking animal. He might kill him.
Who's changing it up now?
It's so big I can't control.
Stop taking each other's dick now, okay?
That is the fucking truth of it. My big Punjabi balls win all over these creatures in this whole fucking world.
Nina versus the rat.
Nina versus the lion.
That is just the truth of it.
Nina
rabbit.
Lion. Fucking lion would. No. Lion would make 20 kids out of Nina and just feed his kids.
Just.
Okay, Uma versus
two
lion. Two
boss girl type keep on
we'll become best friends. I'll figure it out somehow. We'll become mad good friends.
Urva is scared of dogs. Let's be real. Urva is scared of dogs.
Too social right now.
Yeah. So you're gonna be like, the lion is gonna eat my legs. Not you. You're just... sure.
No, the lion is nice.
They're mad.
It's really nice when it's on the other side of the zoo, you know, like behind bars.
I don't know what the fuck to say to you guys, but
okay, you me versus alligator.
Because you're from Florida.
You versus alligator.
Next topic.
Next topic
is me versus alligator, and I'll tell you guys how exactly I'll beat an
alligator.
You know
how to control them, innit?
Definitely.
But you know how to control the lions too, then? Like, hello?
Exactly.
Like, why are you guys so biased about that?
Shut up, Nina, really. You can't. No. Shut.
Okay, so you're saying alligator is not bigger than Orva?
No, sure. Wait.
You just sit.
She can't stand. They don't really stand.
What the fuck?
No, but there's like a way to connect. Okay. Yeah.
Wait.
They move slow.
Wait. I mean, Nina over here is saying Urva knows how to control alligator, but somebody asked her, does she knows how to control her craving about
the food?
Why
are you changing the topic?
Yeah, Nina, we didn't talk about you much, that's why.
At one sitting.
Okay, but she can... Wait, hold up. Nina can eat all these cakes, but she's still a slim, thick goddess. What about you, chunky ass nigga? No gym for 1 minute, you fat as shit.
With the gyms, with the gyms,
you know, put ketchup on omelet. That's kind of disgusting, not gonna lie.
That's all right.
Disgusting.
That's all right. Yeah,
that's not good. You've never had ketchup with omelet? That's good. Yeah, Pratham, see, if Pratham
says it's true.
What? I don't get it.
Man, good.
Put ketchup
on
omelet.
Yeah, I don't know. Never tried that. I'm gonna try it though. Let's see. I'll try it.
I didn't like the fact that Nina had a fucking huge pot for. Who cooks in there?
What? Yeah, Nina. And she was
huge
like, and why did
yeah.
you.
Okay,
that?
Nina, you made omelet and teapot.
So
and she called it fluffy, though. Like my ass. Like, what do you mean by that?
It was so fluffy though. Did you see?
I mean, she wasn't lying.
Juicy likes her.
It was so fluffy.
I mean, Urwa can say that. Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're getting off the topic here. Let's end this.
We're getting off the topic right now. Yeah, listen to me.
All right, guys, we have 4 minutes left.
No, it's almost 1 hour, and I'm gonna talk about the next episode, and then I'm gonna conclude this episode. So, for the next episode, we don't really know. I might get another good girl to come as a guest, and she has fucking good serious stories to tell you guys.
Really?
A really serious story. So, no, mm-mm. Not really. I've known this girl for quite a while now, and she's a fucking good girl, and you guys will like it. You guys will like her. So
that will be on the next Drunk Jessa segment.
Yeah, that will be on my segment. Yeah, I might get her for the next episode. We don't really know because we just started. It all depends on how much love you guys give us, how much support you guys give us. So. That's all we ask for. I mean, stick with us. We are not fucking dry people. All of in this group are respectable. All of in this group are fucking enjoyable people, and they have their fucking own qualities. And as the leader of the fucking group, and that's all I gotta say. Just stick with us. And
also, let me add one more thing. We all got mad.
And also, vote for your favorite speaker of the group in the next episode of Mad Issues.
No.
Yeah, wait for your
vote for your favorite speaker of this episode.
Thank you. I know. Yeah. I love you too, guys.
Let's go, guys. All right. Thank you guys for joining us.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I hope you guys weren't traumatized.
And if you didn't, you can choke on our big Punjabi balls. Okay, bye.
Okay, shut up. Bye.
you can choke on my big Punjabi balls. By the way, I am fucking God of Calamity. My name is not God of Calamity. My name is Jessa, by the way. Jessa.
They won't even see you. Okay, just say Jessa.
Holy fuck, my name is Jessa, by the way. I'm God of Calamity.
And I was coughing like a retard.
Wherever I go, I just shrug.
Please cut that part out.
I mean, that's all. We got 2 more minutes.
That part stays.
No.
We're on the 1 minute mark. Alright, guys. We'll see you next time.
This big Punjabi balls.
First
see you
episode,
soon.
Pilot episode.
Yeah.
Rotham
woke up for
this. Just
we
broke
had a fight with Mad Team. We all
had issues in it.
We actually had a fight before this, and I was the one who lightened up the mood and brought all of these guys in the podcast. So. Listen. Let me take this 1 minute, please. I gotta apologize to Rylan. Rylan, I didn't really know that this fucking app only required, you know, 5 people. So we will have you on the next episode, and you guys will love Rylan. All right.
Everyone.
Yeah. That's all.
Hi guys, I'm your favorite speaker here. Smoke is your boy.
Bye.
It's your boy, skinny penis.
Bye. Shut up. From my big Punjabi boys.